I want to remind you all that next week we begin our registrations for Dr. David Rico's sessions with us. He's going to have 5 wonderful sessions on coincidence. Should be a fascinating run. The whole month of May, 5 weeks. We'll start signing up and registering next week, and then we have another week to pre-register as well. And also, many of you I see have brought things for Father Virgil Cordano's center. There is a cart in the foyer where they are beginning to be collected. This is Word and Life's sort of not old-fashioned, but deeply traditional almsgiving for Lent. So whatever you feel that you can share of protein, coffee, there's a list of good things for his center. Please bring them next week and the week after, and they'll be collected from the cart and delivered each week. Well, I think we're all here. But as the great movement teacher that I had certainly learned some of my basics from used to say, when you ask that question, are we all here, it doesn't mean are you all gathered. It means are you within yourself all here? Have you caught up from the fast ride? Have you caught up from the daily calendar you've been running in your head? So here's a chance to become all here for 2 minutes of meditation. Let's gather ourselves ready for a wonderful morning. So let's take the prayer of 3 deep breaths, and then I'll pause back out. There. Thank you. Now we are all here. And it's my particular pleasure this morning to introduce one of my best friends. Marianne Evans is sitting down over there, and she's going to be standing in just a moment. But we've known one another for 40 years. We've been friends and colleagues and walking the same adventurous spiritual path together for a long time. Dr. Evans has had a rich and varied career in psychological and educational arenas. She was educated at the University of Illinois and Northwestern University, and her first field was special education in Illinois and then in California. When she moved to Santa Barbara, she worked as an administrator and program specialist for the Santa Barbara County Schools. In fact, that's where we first started working together officially as colleagues. Then she became an associate professor and head of special ed at Cal Lutheran, then an adjunct professor at UCSB and Santa Barbara City College. Over the years, she has presented her innovative work on cognitive modification and parenting at conferences around the world, including Russia, Israel, Ireland, and throughout the United States. Now, for most people, that would constitute a career. But Marianne has also carried on a private psychological practice in Santa Barbara and Solvang since 1988. She's worked with private patients. She served as the neuropsychologist at the Devereux Foundation and the Rehab Institute of Santa Barbara. And she's been recently providing mindfulness-based stress reduction at the Cancer Center and for various other groups. She belongs to all the American associations of psychology, neurology, etc. But the membership that intrigues me the most involves the way her love of horses has translated into distinguished professional work. She is a member of the Equine Growth and Learning Association and the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship. She is currently the principal psychologist for the equine-assisted psychotherapy and learning program called Horse Wisdom for the Soul. Ah. Marianne is the founder of the San Ynez Valley Therapeutic Equestrian Program and is a certified therapeutic riding instructor. A long-term equestrian herself, she is also actively engaged in dressage for disabled riders. Marianne was honored as the Santa Ynez Valley Woman of the Year, primarily for her work with the disabled and disadvantaged in 2005. She is this year's honoree for the Santa Barbara County Psychological Association with their Legacy Award for Distinguished Clinical Service. And, of course, at the same time, she is deeply engaged as a student in the Living Center, and she is a practicing member of Cynthia Bourgeault's Wisdom School. I think that if anyone can give us a glimpse into the nature and experience of the still, small voice, I believe it's Dr. Marianne Evans. So let us give her our blessing as we bring her forward. Tom, if you'll set us.
Mm-hmm.